comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. I'm right. I don't know why. I don't know why I did that. Hi, folks. You are listening, indeed, to The Kevin Smith Show, and I am delighted that you are here. I hope you are delighted that you are here. And wherever you happen to be, all over this planet, I thank you for taking the time to be right here at The Kevin Smith Show. Those of you who are joining us tonight for the very first time, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. And I hope you make a habit out of it. You know, it's a good habit to get into. We've got a whole lot of stuff to talk about tonight, and a lot of stuff happening, and a lot of stuff that has happened over the weekend. I want to begin by saying thanks to Albert. Albert is one of our listeners, and Albert sent me an email a couple of days ago, and said, hey, you know what, I've got this computer system that I'd like to give to you, I'd like to donate it to you, if you can use it. Well, it happened to be precisely what I need right at this minute. And so Albert, thanks. And let me say that the audio and the video, those of you who are watching our video feed, should be a bit better quality as a result of Albert's donation. And so I'd like to hear from you, and I'd like to know if indeed it is better, okay? I can't see what you're seeing, but they should be synced up a little bit better this evening. And I, of course, can see the monitors here, but I can't see what you're seeing. So I'd like to hear from you on that, if it's a bit better. And I can tell you that it's a whole lot easier to do what we're doing here with the addition of that computer, and I do appreciate it. Boy, it has this has been a weekend for the record books, I'll tell you that. Those of you who listen regularly know that I was headed out this weekend to accept a new job in a new town. And working for a contractor, a government contractor, and as I got everything packed, ready to go, was getting ready to leave the house to go and make that trip, about a 4.5 hour trip, and move to this other town to do the job. Got a telephone call as I was getting ready to leave the house, warning me not to go. It was a friend of mine. I first met and then worked with him in Bosnia years ago when I was deployed to Bosnia. And he was saying, don't go. And he said, look, let me tell you, they've changed all of the compensation package. The only thing that's the same is the hourly wage. That's the same. But everything else that was in the package is gone as of Friday. They just, you know. Well, part of that was providing a place for us to live while we worked on this contract. And that meant that I had to take that hourly wage and find me a place to live on that hourly wage, and that isn't what I agreed to. So I didn't do it, and I had to put all of the studio stuff back together. I hope it's working right. It's been an interesting weekend. We'll be back with more of the Kevin Smith Show. It is Open Line Live tonight, and we've got some good stuff to talk about, and we'll talk about whatever's on your mind.
Without you. most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artist from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com.
Suffered devastating injuries and made supreme sacrifice for our freedom. You can help these American heroes and really do hold the keys to the future in your hands. Fans for Rent is an actual organization that acquires new-use vehicles by donation, motorhomes, and sometimes even boats for placement with disabled and homeless veterans. We make necessary repairs to the vehicle, embedded with handicap assistive hardware, driving controls, wheelchair ramps, and then we give these vehicles to the disabled veteran or the homeless veteran free of charge. You can change a life and show your appreciation by donating a vehicle that you no longer need to. FansForVets.org. Please contact us at www.fansforvets.org. Thank you. God bless America.
10, 9.
Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring 5 of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today. We are back, and one of the things that I was saying just as we went to break is that I had to put all of the, you know, I took all the studio apart. You may not think there's much to it, and probably there really, relatively, there's not that much to it, relatively. But there's lots of little parts, I mean, you know, and so I had to take it all apart. I did that. And then I had to put it all back together. When I put it all back together, for some reason, and I don't know why, our the microphone is like really hot. I used to have the volume cranked up a lot in order for it to work. And now it's like really hot. It's as it should be. I'm just not used to it. Don't know what that is, but it was a good thing, not a bad thing. But I want to thank all of you also who have sent me the many emails. You know, I sent out a notice of what had happened and that, in fact, I would not be moving and I was putting the studio back together and, you know, that I would be live on the show tonight, jobless but live. And many of you sent very, very nice emails and encouraging emails, and I do appreciate that very, very much. And things will move on, and things will get better for sure. All right, a couple of things that you need to know about. We have something new that's on the website. Some of you have already found it. You've already responded to it, some of you. And that is we've reached back into the pile of files, if you will, into the archives that go back beyond the K-Pods. Now, you understand, those of you who are members of our members area, you've subscribed to that, you know that we have the K-Pods in there, and we keep the K-Pods in there for a year. And then we move that batch of K-Pods out and start the new year. So, you know, January 1, we begin the new year of K-Pods. All right, so that's that means that we have a lot of shows that are back beyond. They're in 2007, 2006. I found some that go all the way back to 2004, and we're taking a look at those and listening to them, and we'll see if some of those make it into a super pack. But we put together a super pack of 10 shows, real blockbuster shows, and we are offering those in two ways. And it's on the website. You can see that. One way, you can just buy it. It's $6 plus $2 shipping and handling. And then if you don't want to do that, there is a way to get it as a free bonus, and that is subscribe to our members area as an annual member. And it's $75 for the year. Somebody told me, well, gosh, that's expensive. That's 23 cents a day. But anyway, you do that, become an annual member, and we'll send it to you free, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. We'll just send it to you, all right? So we've already had a couple of folks take advantage of that found it, but I wanted to bring it to your attention so that you would not tell me later, I didn't know that that was available. Why didn't you say something? Well, now I did. Also, Alien Seeker News. Now, Alien Seeker News is just one of the finest resources that's available. If you're interested in UFOs and aliens and cryptids and all of the stuff that we talk about here on the show, it is a fabulous site, and it's been redesigned, and the new site, the new design, is going to be deployed online, I think, this week. Now, I may be speaking a little bit out of turn. It may not be this week, but I think I remember that that's what was in the email that I received from Don Alice. And so you want to be sure that you get over to Alien Seeker News and do your part. Your part is to register. It's free to register. And then take a look at what's there. He's got some of the top name writers, some of the top name investigators writing for Alien Seeker News. It's good stuff, so you want to be sure you get over there and take a look at it, all right? Now, when I back to this thing about the move this weekend, as soon as I knew that I was not going to be headed out the door and headed south for 4.5 hours, I sat down and sent out a letter from me to all of our K-File subscribers. Now, if you're not a subscriber to the K-File e-zine, then you don't get updates, okay? And you don't get them because you've chosen not to get them. But the K-Files e-zine is absolutely free. You can subscribe in about 10 seconds at my website, kevinsmithshow.com. But I sent out to all of our subscribers, our e-zine subscribers, I sent out a notice and explained what had happened. But I also included a link that someone had sent to me. I took a look at that. I watched that video, that link, just before I sent out the notice. I've got to tell you, that was blockbuster stuff, and I am still getting emails from people that are telling me that this blockbuster video that they have seen is like the pinnacle. It's the big one. It's you know, it's major stuff. So if you were not subscribed to the K-Files e-zine, then you didn't get that and you didn't see it, and that's an incentive for why you should, all right? So be sure that you subscribe. If you have not subscribed, be sure you do that. Again, it's absolutely free. There are no strings attached, and you can unsubscribe anytime you decide you want to. So be sure you go over there and do that. All right, now, this is Open Line Live, and you probably can hear there is a dog in the background. That is a dog in the front part of the house. As you know, I broadcast, I have a studio at home and broadcast from home. And so pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, all right? All right, well, the phones are already beginning to light up, so let's just try this. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Don. Call from Phoenix.
Hi, Don.
Hey, my ears were tickling there. I seen you talking about me.
That's right. I was indeed talking about you, Don.
Thank you very much. I'm just sitting here. I have, I took your suggestion. I'm watching the Mac Player video.
Yeah.
And it's a lot better. I know that you said you got a new system, so I haven't listened to the other player yet, but the Mac player, the video is much larger, for one thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's overall nicer, so anybody else that hasn't done that, because it says Mac, does not mean it won't play on a PC.
It won't play on some PCs.
Oh, it won't.
Right.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, I don't know why. It is designed for Mac, and some PCs can play it, and some can't.
Oh, okay. It is nice, and I wanted to welcome you back. I know you probably didn't get one foot out the door, but I'm telling you, all things happen for a reason, and I'm sure whatever happened, you know.
Well, you know the reason this happened.
Huh?
You know the reason this happened, don't you?
No. Well,
the reason it happened is because of the climate, the Wild West climate of do whatever you want, cheat however you want, be greedy, and step on everybody that exists out here.
Yeah, I'm talking about,
I know.
Your karma, you know.
I know.
I think there's something else in the works for you, and, I don't want to see you leave the area. You know, even though, we've never gotten together, we're only a few miles apart, a couple miles apart maybe at the most, and...
Well, I appreciate it. I do. I have to tell you that I look forward to leaving the area. My favorite part of Arizona is the state line and the rearview mirror.
Oh, really? You want to go back to Thailand?
Yeah, I'd like to get back to civilization.
Well, I don't blame you there. I wanted to just call in and say I'm glad you're still around. Your job situation not turning out the way it did, but I really think, you're such a talented person. I mean, you've got so many talents. I don't think there's going to be a problem, many things coming your way.
Well, I hope you're right, because for the past 4 years, it's been absolute hell on earth out here. So I hope you're right about that.
Yeah, but, a good karma eventually comes around. I don't know where the hell mine's been.
I'll tell you, good karma stops at the Arizona state line and waits for you to get back.
Oh, my God. I moved out here from Michigan 26 years ago.
It's been that bad, has it?
It's just been terrible. It's been a nightmare. I told my friend, his parents lived out here, and he's a truck driver from Michigan, and I told him how bad the traffic situation was out here, how people just go crazy in their cars, and he thought I was exaggerating. He said, my dad told me the same thing. He said, he's exaggerating. He got out here, and he says, God, there's no exaggeration. He said, you under-exaggerate.
It is truly like the Wild West out here, and... people, you and I hope folks understand that while I mean exactly what I'm saying, I also am sort of saying it tongue-in-cheek because it's not all bad. There are some very positive things out here, but there aren't very many. And I'll tell you, it's a tough, tough, tough life out here.
Well, yeah. Well, it's just a lot of things have changed over the years, too. You know, since I moved out here, I can remember, God, when I used to sit around with my buddies, we talking about how bad things were and this and that. But I moved out here, and I see all the changes that's taken place in this country and the world since I've been out here. There was no such thing as kids carrying guns when I lived back in Michigan. Now it's, you know, routine, gangs having guns, kids killing kids, and, you know, all these changes, you know, how much worse the world has gotten since, in that time frame since I moved out here.
Yeah, but you know, it's not that way all over the planet. It truly is not.
Well, I hope not, and I hope that we can change, because if we don't, we're doomed. I mean, we just can't keep continuously getting worse and worse and worse and degrading and degrading. Eventually, you know, we're going to doom ourselves.
Well, yeah, and you know, I am a basically very positive individual. But I'm also not stupid. I see what I see. I know what's there. And this is, things are really very, very, very seriously wrong. And I think very seriously wrong here in the state of Arizona. But there are things going wrong all over the country. And as you mentioned, Don, listen, I got to move along, but I appreciate the call.
Okay, Kevin, take care, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, well, that worked well. I was checking to see how the audio would be with the when we brought someone online. It looks to me like watching the meters, everything turned out okay. It is Open Line Live. That means that whatever is on your mind, as long as it's not politics, we'll talk about it here on the show. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, hello, it's Kevin. Kevin from Iroquois Falls, Ontario.
Hello, Kevin from Iroquois Falls. You didn't make it first tonight.
No, I didn't, because I had a little problem with my darn Vista computer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the darn Vista computer that had a hard time loading up the player, so...
Hey, let me, since you brought that up, let me share something with folks about Vista.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email today. You know, we've had several people who have called and have said, hey, I tried to subscribe to the K-File Z-Zine, but it wouldn't let me subscribe. I got an error page.
Well,
and you know what? I got an email from somebody today who said that was Vista, and he went to another system and subscribed. And then registered for he did that, and he registered for the members area as well. And then when he goes back to Vista, he can get into everything now. It's just that initial time, Vista was blocking it.
Well, my Vista there, I had to turn off all my security programs just to get it, just to get to load up the show tonight. So that's why I'm a little late getting onto the show tonight. So, and,
well, I am truly sorry that you are trapped in the Bill Gates empire of Vista.
Well, that's not your problem. That's Vista's problem.
It truly is. You know something?
Yeah.
People are deserting PCs in droves because of Vista.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Because when I got my laptop, I tried to get XP, but I couldn't do it. You know, it took me a long time to figure out how to be able to stream audio with a computer.
Yeah.
And I used to be able to do it easy with XP, but now I'm doing it on Vista, and we're supposed to have all this advanced technology, and we can't even get Vista to work on the Kevin Smith Show. Unbelievable. But yeah, I missed. I can't believe I missed Dick. I'm sorry, I missed Dick Criswell last week, because I was in North Bay looking for North Bay, Ontario, orientation day at the college, and also looking for a place to live there, which I found both.
Well, congratulations.
So. In about a week's time, you'll be hearing Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
All right. You still be calling in early in the show?
Oh, possibly if I got the time, if I'm not working. But I'm still going to be in IPIS direction. And being in a bigger city, there's a lot better things that I think ETs would be attracted to. So I'm likely going to have more UFO sightings around the North Bay area. And I'll keep you guys apprised of what's going on.
All right.
All right. Well, have a good night, Kev.
All right. Best of luck to you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. The telephone number is 623-581-5148. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Colin from New York. I just wanted to call and wish you well over the rough weekend you had. I hope things get real stable for you soon.
Man, listen, you know, I appreciate it, and I've been talking about it, and as I said, it is true what I said happened, but I've been sort of tongue-in-cheek critical of the area here. But let me tell you, everybody has problems. Everybody, there's no such thing as a problem-free life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody has obstacles, and I just had a few, and, you know, we'll get there.
Yeah, I was listening to the Edgar Mitchell stuff. I got a chance to listen to the interview. I got to listen to the initial response from the guy who picked the phone up at NASA, okay?
Yeah.
Which, that's what it just seemed like. It was like he totally was caught off guard. He didn't seem like the kind of guy that was even ready to, I guess he answered the phones, but he just was caught off guard by it, you know, and he didn't so much, you know, say anything negative as much as he said, we can't agree with that right now, or, you know, I'll get somebody to get back to you or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was interesting, you know, because when you watch the man talk about this stuff, you know, there's a very sincere, and, you know, this stuff, I'm waiting for, like, you know, August 8th when this day of Galactic, whatever it is, that's coming out, and all these little hints, like what you've been talking about, the Romanian story.
Yeah. Do you want to hold on through the break?
Yeah, sure.
All right, just hang on. You won't hear anything, but
yeah,
we've got you on hold. All right, we will be back right after this, so don't go away.
Through the door. My skin is dry as desert air.
All right. Sorry for the delay. The new computer system. I'm not blaming it on the new computer system. It's just that I have to. It's a little different than what I was doing. All right. Colin is on hold. Colin, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Outstanding, man. All right. Tell you what. You were saying you were talking about some of the events, and you just
right.
mentioned the Romanian thing. Man, we can barely hear you now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this better if I speak like that? Is that okay?
It's better.
The Vatican coming forward and saying that we're all God's creatures in regards to possible extraterrestrial life. Then you know, these theories of things being terrestrial. What's the gentleman's name who investigates the rings, the beings? He seems to think they're spiritual beings that come out of the mountains.
Jeff Warline.
Jeff Warline, right.
Yeah.
I relate well to that. And this idea of things that we just don't understand within our own Earth, I think that that's a big idea. And this, I listen to this guy sometimes, Dave Emery, and he talks about the a lot of Nazi ties basically into our government and the history of that, how it never went away and it just kind of is resurfacing in a much more subtle way, okay? And one of the things he talks about is the UFO agenda. I don't know if it's called Project Bluebeam or not, as it's, but this is what I've come to understand, maybe it was one of its names, where they're going to use a fear tactic and use this technology, possibly holograms, possible UFOs that are back engineered but man-made to impose alien-type presence and cause a great state of fear and incite the kind of change that always has to come about, like 9/11, like a lot of things over the course of history, where a great fear or a great panic is created, and then policy changed radically based on that, and without, in the passion rather than in taking a reflective decision on things and looking at things carefully, and then all of a sudden the world changes, and we're in a different spot. And
all right, well, let me ask you a question about that.
Okay.
What do you think about that? You hear that, and you hear people talk about it, and maybe you've read some things on the internet about it. What do you think about it? How does it hit you?
I think it's a distinct possibility, and my impression is that my experience is of is man, anthropogenic. I come from man, and so I think that whilst I have a spirit that guides me, I'm getting more in touch with that idea. I just heard a great line today that the energy, the thing that is the dark matter in between what is we know as matter, is disembodied spirit, disembodied consciousness. And this is what, and this idea that what your first guest who owns the website was saying about how we're going towards bad times if we keep doing this Wild West mentality to one another. And and that's true. So, I think, but there's a lot of people like me who are, listen, I'm not beyond getting out into the alley with somebody who, it corners me. But at the same rate, I want to love that person probably more these days than my immediate family. Like the people who rub me the wrong way the most is what I realize is this is where I need to, ascend to this. And you just find some people are just,
So, let me ask now. Let's go back to the idea of that there's going to be sort of a fake invasion,
right?
Of from fake UFO invasion,
right?
Does that, honest to God, now does that sound reasonable?
Well, it sounds like. Well, listen, look at 9/11, okay, and just all the any of the like Building 7 is one of the big questions. What happened with Building 7? Didn't get hit by a plane. How did it go down like that? Controlled demolition style, blah blah blah. How is there 3,000? There's so many questions, okay, and you can just concentrate on any particular one, and it's enough to say that. Well, while we can't say what was going on in truth that day, we were definitely not told everything, and we weren't allowed to further reveal everything of that day. So the idea that we'll be deceived, the idea that they would do something fantastic like that is really not too fantastic of a thing. It doesn't seem too far-flung these days, for me, personally, you know. I think that it's well within, but I think that there'll probably be cold feet with something like this as time goes on, because I think that the consciousness, as you see these little drips and drabs coming through in the press, I think the consciousness is becoming greater. I think there are more people awakening to these ideas. I heard it ridiculed that 80% of college graduates believe in extraterrestrial life. I heard that taken in context where the person saying was pitying that people are that clueless.
Mm-hmm. A few years ago, a little over 100 years ago, the idea that water that we drink is literally swimming with organisms was ridiculed.
Right.
You know, and now we know that, and people actually spend thousands of dollars to have systems put into their homes to clean all that out of the water before they drink it.
Sure, but the Jains knew of this, though, from a long time ago. I mean, mm-hmm. Knowledge like this is... But listen, I don't want to take a lot of time, and I could babble on. I want to let other callers get on, but I wanted to just touch on a few things. And one main thing is this UFO thing is... we're seeing, like, more information drip through, and I'm waiting for... I'm waiting for a crescendo of sorts. Where's going to be a big admittance? This hint at the UN meetings. Like, month by month, we're getting these things that keep the titillating the information to, like, it seems like, and obviously what Dr. Greer has been working on for years. This is so, and, you know, and all of your regular people, and, you know, there's so much out
there. Well, see, here's let me look at some of the same evidence that you've mentioned and look at it from a little bit different perspective. I am not going to say that it would not happen.
Right.
You know, a false flag operation.
Right.
Anything is possible. But here's the deal. If that's what, if that is indeed what is cooking on the stove, I don't think that there would have been this UN meeting where nations were briefed about UFOs and extraterrestrials,
right,
and then encouraged to be more open and get people acclimated to the fact that extraterrestrials exist and visit the Earth. I think, once you do that, if that goal is accomplished, people are not going to have as high a fear factor. And if fear is your goal, then silence would be the method.
Well, okay, in contrast, or also to just to take that thought in a different context, what about we have to create awareness of something to the masses before we can make them afraid of it? You know, in other words, if you don't think about it...
Oh, no, if they're not aware of it at all and then it all shows up, they'll be aware when they see it, and it'll
right.
scare the living hell out of them.
Right.
And look, nobody was aware of, well, I say nobody, the general public was not aware of Al-Qaeda.
Right.
But a few minutes after 9/11, we were aware of Al-Qaeda.
Right.
And no one was afraid of airplanes flying into buildings. It just did not enter our imagination. But
right.
once it happened, at that point we saw it, and we were scared of the possibilities at that point. And so if there was going to be this fake invasion, I think they would do everything they could to keep it quiet and to keep the whole subject quiet.
Well, I don't have any answers. I have a lot of questions. But, you know, I wanted to touch on the whole disclosure thing. Just seems like it's coming more to a volatile state. Like we're getting, it seems like there's more admittance of these types of things than in the few, you know, like I've been in. Liking this stuff for a lot of years now and listening and stuff, and it just seems like there's more coming out now, and it makes me think that it's heading towards some kind of, like I say, crescendo, some type of high moment, like where we're gonna see more than we've ever seen before. Things are gonna change.
Yeah, you know, wow, it feels sort of like we're right, we've been coming uphill on a roller coaster.
Right.
And we're right at the top, and know we're about to take that dive over the side.
Right.
You know, that's what it feels like. But you know what? I really am not afraid of it. I really am not. I don't think that we're going to be, you know, destroyed. And
you know, I want it to happen already. I want it to happen because, you know, we need to become aware. We need to be aware of whatever's there, you know. And like your guest said the other night, the author, he was very eloquent. He said about the panda bear didn't exist till we found him. The gorilla didn't exist. It was just a myth till we found him. You know, so these things are, that's the way we are, you know. That's
yep. You're right.
All right, let me let another person on.
Thanks for the call, Colin.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye. The telephone number is 1-623-581-5148. Again, 1-623-581-5148. Yeah, I've been hearing about the possibility of this false flag operation for some time. And as I have said, I don't know. I have no crystal ball. I cannot see into the future. I can see trends. I think all of us can. We can see trends develop around us, but I can't predict the future. And, you know, I think most people would say they cannot predict the future. And so what happens is in the absence of real hard evidence, in the absence of that, any kind of speculation can grow, and it can grow to the point where people are really, really afraid. When I look at the trend, the trend of that's developing around UFOs, extraterrestrials, and that sort of information, it appears to me that there is a growing openness. It's not perfect, but there is a growing openness on the subject. More people are aware of it. And that being the case, I don't think that plays well into the hand of those who would want to do a false flag operation. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Larry.
You ought to, like, play yourself, clap, or give yourself an applause for doing such a good job with your studio there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, let me hear it.
Well, you know, after telling me that, that's one of the things I haven't put back up yet, because the computer we were broadcasting on is now doing another job, and so it's got the applause on it. And so I've got to get those sound files moved to the one that's handling the radio broadcast now. We'll do this. There we go.
The false flag thing, you know, one thing that I keep hearing about, you know, I get emails about it from different people that visit my website, and that's using these alien flying saucers as a way to strip the arms out of the people in the United States. You know, they're going to use that as a way of saying that they have all this technology, they want to help us, but the only way they're going to do that is if you turn in your arms.
Well, I guess I'll have to go help someone else then.
You know what I'm making reference to, all your guns,
yeah.
All your ammo.
Yeah. I just don't think that even that is going to get the job done. In the United States of America, the reason we have remained free and have remained as free as we have remained is because the people of the United States of America do constitute a well-armed militia.
Yeah, I just still see them using that, trying to get our guns away from us. Because they're not going to be able to do it door to door, so they might try to use these aliens for doing it.
Yeah, but I really don't think that would work either. And you know, it's Larry. Let me ask you. We're almost to, well, we're 2 seconds away. There it is. The break is on. Do you want to hold on until we get back from break? I have a question I'd like to ask you.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back right after this break. So do not go away, folks.
hanging from a tree, blowing scary melodies in the wind. And that's the place where everybody goes to buy a few rents or just hang around, getting wasted. And even though he's surrounded by 25 people, he always seems so alone.
We're back, and let's go back to the telephone. On the false flag thing, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. On the false flag thing, do you think that it's even really possible for them to pull that off? I mean, logistically possible. I mean, I've heard the story. I don't think it's logistically possible.
You know, I don't know if it would be the aliens or not, but yeah, they're capable of pulling off a false flag, most definitely. They've done it once. They've done it before that.
Well, yes, to pull off a false flag, yes. But I'm talking about to stage an alien invasion. I could be dead wrong about that. I just don't think it's really possible.
I don't know. If we have all our own craft and, you know, they can fly their own stuff around and pretend like it's actually happening. You know, they don't have to show anybody that's inside of it. They just show up with the aircraft.
Well, what do you think about the idea that if they were actually planning that, they would not be briefing other countries and about UFOs and extraterrestrial life, and would not be acclimating people to the reality of extraterrestrial life? They would just keep it quiet and make it a bigger surprise.
Yeah, I guess you do have a point there. You know, putting stuff out in the open, too, can kind of be misleading, too. But, you know, if there's a false flag, I really think it's going to be something else. I think it's going to be more detrimental so they can implement their martial law plan that they have going on.
All right, now let me ask you about that. Do you think we will actually see martial law?
Absolutely.
Why do you think that?
just too many things are pointing that way. How they've stripped rights away, and, you know, with the Rex 84, you know, just that they've written off our freedoms. And by taking those away, then their next step is to put us under martial law. And their main goal is to get our guns away from us, one way or the other, whether it be aliens or whether it be catastrophe that happens in the United States. One way or another, they're going to make that attempt to do it. And it's just going to be chaos when they try to do it.
Well, I'll tell you, I hope, sincerely hope, you're dead wrong.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, talk to you later.
All right. During the break, I checked some of the email, and I got a whole bunch of email from people who said, hey, the audio and the video is great tonight, much better than what we had, and that's good. I got one email that says there's a horrible buzz in the audio tonight. I don't know. Anybody else experiencing that? And, you know, once when you take all of this apart and then you put it all back together, things do change, and for whatever reason. And so, you know, it takes a little while, a day or two, for me to settle in with the settings that we need on the board and things like that, because it does change. But I'm not hearing a buzz at all in any of the audio. If you are, I'd like for you to let me know. But one person said that that we're having a horrible buzz in the audio tonight. Well, you know, let's talk about the false flag thing a little bit. A false flag operation is an operation where a government or a military, we'll say government A or military A, pulls off some kind of catastrophic operation and does it in a way that makes it appear that someone else did it, that some other nation or some other group did it. And then that gives them the excuse to do a whole lot of things. They can blame that other group or that other nation. They can go to war with them. They can begin to round that group up. If it's not a nation, they can begin to round them up and arrest them. In order to pull off a false flag operation using the excuse of an alien invasion, it would be absolutely a massive worldwide operation. It would be pulling a false flag on the whole planet. Now that's a tall order, very tall order. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, it's Mark from Nashport, Ohio.
Hi, Mark.
How's it going?
Outstanding, sir. Thanks for asking.
I thought we would talk a little bit about the Billy Myers situation, if you would.
All right. What is the Billy Myers situation? Is there some kind of movement or news in that?
Well, nothing really new. Just I continue to study that case because it's so interesting.
Okay.
By the way, for some reason there's a big echo tonight.
Oh, that's the first one I've heard that said there's an echo.
Well, only on the phone, but anyway.
Okay.
Have you ever heard Randy Winters?
I have heard of Randy Winters. I have not heard Randy Winters.
If you ever get a chance, do a search on Google Video, because he knows more about Billy Myers' case than I think even Michael Horn.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
I think you'll find it fascinating. One of the things he goes through is a whole series of photographs that Billy took, some of Mars.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I've seen that.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, the name didn't connect up in my mind with that video. Yeah, I've seen that. That is very incredible. It's kind of a scrapbook of photographs. And he turns, you know, page after page of these photographs.
Pictures from Mars, pictures of the Pleiadian motherships. Incredible stuff. But
what do you think about Billy Myers?
Well, the information is incredible. I literally just feel like I learned so much from that. For example, just the in-depth description of the motherships. They're supposed to be 10 miles high, 20 miles wide. They have the environment inside looks like, well, they got trees, rivers, grass. Inside, they've got 143,000 people, they say, in some of their motherships.
Now, let me ask you a question. Sure. In this video, I don't recall seeing the inside of the mothership.
They had a picture of just like one part of the outside.
Yeah.
And they also had pictures of some Apollo missions. Some of the Apollo missions.
Mm-hmm.
They even had pictures of dinosaurs.
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't that incredible?
It is. It is amazing. Amazing
stuff.
Totally
amazing. Totally amazing.
Now, doesn't he say that he's been to Venus?
Well, he's been to about every planet in the solar system.
Yeah, I was trying to remember, though, if it's Billy Myers that has been to Venus and has been to a meeting on Venus. Was that Billy Myers?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Could be someone else.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Talmud of Emmanuel?
Yes, I have.
That is the one thing I find disturbing about the Billy Myers story.
Why does that disturb you?
Well, what if these Pleiadians are really the Nephilim? You know, I'm not saying they are.
Yeah.
But the Talmud of Emmanuel seems to attack the deity of Christ. Correct?
Yeah. So, yeah, you could take it that way, yeah.
I'm not saying I take it that way.
Well, it depends on what importance you put in the words as to whether it's an attack. Yeah, but I can see that.
But I just thought that was an interesting twist on things. Have you started to listen to or read The Ark of Millions of Years, Dr. Agnew's book?
The third one? No. The first one I've read.
I'm listening to the second one right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about the Watchers and the Nephilim. He believes that the Mayans were visited by the Nephilim.
Oh, they very well may have been, yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. I think they were visited by the same folks that visited the ancient Egyptians.
Really?
Yeah. But the same group of folks. I mean, maybe not the same exact persons, but the same tribe, if you will. I think so, because there's so many similarities in their buildings and their religions.
Well, you know, I think the UFO phenomena is huge. I think we have the Nephilim. We have people from other planets.
Hey, man, we are into a break.
Sure.
I'm going to have to run.
No problem.
Appreciate the call. Great call.
Talk to you later.
All right. All right, folks. We have this break, and then when we come back, we'll continue with Open Line Live. Your calls at 623-581-5148.
All I found is you. All I found is you. just your type. Read between the lines. I'm like a black light. I've got a secret, but it don't come for free. The price of excitement is your desire to be just like me. I've got what you need. All I am is you. All I am is you. Just like the rest of us. All I am is you. All I am is you.
Welcome back. We have a caller on the line we'll get to in just one moment. Quickly, let me answer some questions that are coming in. One says, I'm an annual member already. Will I get the CD, the Super PAC 1? Yes. I'm sorry I did not already make that announcement. So thank you for reminding me. If you're already an annual member, all you have to do is send me an email with your mailing address, and we will send you the CD, all right? You've got the same deal as someone who signs up for an annual membership today, all right? So we'll send you the CD. We want you to have it. We are adding something. It's already there. I just haven't put it on the menu yet, so you can click it in the members area. A video gallery, only we're calling it the Video Galaxy, and it's a small galaxy right now. There are a few videos in there, but I'm offering that as part of the members area as well. I told you there were some new things coming, and that's it. That's one of them. And so it'd be kind of like our own sort of a YouTube. But it's in the members area. And one of the things that I found that we're going to put in there is a video. Way back 2003, I did a seminar on gods in the garden. And I found we still have one CD. It was a three CD set. And I found one of the first session. All right, so CD number one. We're going to put it in there for you, and I hope you find it interesting. I was younger, my hair was darker, and I was a little slimmer. So I was very glad to see myself. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Ron again, Kevin, from Maryland.
Yeah, Ron.
I guess you got me hooked. This is my second phone call.
All right, what's on your mind?
I have this feeling about NASA. Okay. You remember when NASA sent a probe to one of Saturn's moons, and then there was another moon that had like a 12-foot or 11-foot wall that went up.
Yep, that was Iapetus.
Yeah, and it had that indentation, and it looked just like the thing in Star Wars that Steven Spielberg had as the planet killer.
Yep, looked like the Death Star.
Yeah, so it seems like they already know this ahead of time, and I don't know how they do this, you know. Yeah, and another thing I said, remember I emailed you and I said I think Mars has more oxygen on it. They're saying 1%, and then Dick was on the show and he said no, they have plenty of oxygen on Mars too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like NASA knows this ahead of time, and I don't know how they know this.
First of all, there are people who say that we already actually have people on Mars and people on the moon in bases already there. I don't know whether we do or not. I think it would be just fascinating if we do. But there are people who say that, and maybe it's true. I don't know. But it's also true that astronomers here on this planet can use the very excessively powerful telescopes and radio telescopes and X-ray telescopes and infrared telescopes that they've got, and they can find a planet that they can't see, and even though they can't see it, they can tell you the composition of its atmosphere.
Okay.
And I how they do that, I don't know. But they through some kind of science that they do, they are able to determine those things. How accurate it is remains to be seen, but they do that.
So what you're telling me is, if they say Venus is really hot, a hot planet.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
But I, on the one hand, I don't know. I haven't been there. So I don't really know.
Well, I mean, that's
but on the other hand, I have no reason to doubt what they're saying about it.
Okay, well, I think just NASA lies a lot. That's what I'm saying, you know. And the other thing I don't understand is why NASA hasn't gone to a lot of the moons of Venus. You know, they go into the moons of, I mean, they take a picture of the moons of Mars, but why not Venus? Venus is, you never hear too much about Venus anymore, you know?
Yeah. Venus at one time occupied the high position in public thought that Mars occupies today.
Yeah.
And it seems to have fallen from grace in the court of public opinion a little bit. Maybe Venus is, maybe the conditions on the planets are not at all like NASA has told us.
That's right.
I think that there are indications. And please understand, I could be 1,000,000% wrong on this, but there are indications in some of the things that NASA has put out that contradict what they say about the conditions on Mars. And one of the things was they had a program, they never did it, but they had a program where they were designing an airplane, a remote-controlled airplane, that would be deployed as a spacecraft was landing, and then it would fly, and it was propeller driven, okay, solar powered, propeller driven, and it would then fly long distances over the Martian surface, looking for areas for scientific exploration and landing areas. How do you fly an airplane with props in an atmosphere that's as thin as they say that is?
Yeah, really. That's unbelievable, you know?
It is.
You know.
So, I think there are indications in some of the things that NASA themselves have done and said and planned, there are indications that some of what they have told us about the conditions on Mars may not be true.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking, too. Look, I really appreciate it, okay? You're giving me a lot of insight here, okay? Something to think over.
All right. Well, I appreciate the telephone call.
Okay, take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Someone wrote to me and said that the buzz that someone wrote in and told me about happens only when I bring someone on line with the telephone. So we'll work on that and see if we can get that worked out by tomorrow night. Hope we can. We'll try. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? I see. Well, those are comments to which I cannot reply. Don't understand that language. The telephone number is 1-623-581-5148. Let me give it to you again. It is 1-623-581-5148. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, Trey in Atlanta.
Hi, Trey.
Hey, Kevin. Look, maybe you know, maybe something good is going to happen from you not going there, besides the fact you're not wasting the trip. But, you know, I'm not saying everything happens for a reason, but everything does lead to another thing. And who knows, maybe something's going to happen to where it wouldn't have happened if you would have left. So.
Well, that's true. Like, I'll have a bigger pile of bills I can't pay.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody out there, buy another copy of the book. Your caller earlier mentioned, like, maybe we were, using different names for the same beings, and that's a good thought, because, it, like you said in the Bible, there were gods, plural, and one boss god, but if these gods, if we called them gods also, well, then they were pretty close to the same level as the boss god, I would assume, you know.
Well, I guess that sort of gets into theology and whether people want to think that those beings had the same powers as the boss god, which the Bible refers to as the Lord God. I would tend to think that they have amazing powers, and that some of the stories that we have read, both in the Bible and in the ancient Indian texts, and in the Sumerian texts that talk about their amazing powers, I would tend to think those are probably accurate.
Now, what do you think about, I was also thinking the other night about the Jewish people, Hebrews, the God's people.
Yeah.
What if they're the ones who are related to the boss god, and the rest of us are related to other gods? Because maybe besides... evolution, adaptability on different terrains, different continents. But, you know, the Asian people look different than, you know, people from you know, Norwegian people and so on and so forth. And maybe that's...
Well, here's the deal. Our DNA does take us back to a common mother. Okay? When the Human Genome Project started up, that's one of the early discoveries. Actually, it was discovered before that Human Genome Project kicked off in earnest, is that genetically, looking at the mitochondrial DNA, we all do go back to one female. Okay, so we are descended from the union of one man and one woman. Now, whether you want to say that is Adam and Eve, or if you have another name for them or whatever, that's, you know, but that part of the story is essentially borne out by science, and that is that we do go back to the union of one man and one woman, so that all of us on this planet are descended from them. And it's, if Genesis is correct, it's that man and that woman who became Elohim. Genesis says so. And if you read Genesis, it says that is the reason that the Lord God made them leave the garden. It says, now the man has become one of us.
Yeah, that was just knowing right and wrong, and that was obvious by... when they would just realize they didn't have any clothes on. And
man, you need to read my book.
Yeah, no. It
has
nothing
to do with clothes.
Well, no, I'm talking about, didn't they realize, after they took a bite of the apple, doesn't it say that they were gods too, but what I got from it was, is that they realized, they knew right from wrong, unlike, say, a dog doesn't know right from wrong, but after they took a bite of the apple, they knew right from wrong, isn't that right?
Yeah, and but it specifically says, and I'm quoting, the Lord God said, now the man is become one of us. All right, and then he goes on to explain, unless, you know, he has to go from the garden, because if he stays in the garden and he reaches forth his hand and takes from the tree of life, then we've got a problem.
Yeah.
Now, the problem was that he became a God, an Elohim, by defying the orders of the Lord God. Now, if he, and the penalty for that was death. All right? You had one law, one penalty. And it was death. Now, if he was allowed then to eat from the tree of life and live forever, he had nullified, he's defied the law of our decree of the boss God, and then he lives forever, nullifying the penalty for defying the decree. And that would mean then that the rule and power of the Lord God had been nullified. So the throne was at stake.
Well, Kevin, you need to write another book.
I'm working on one.
I know you don't have a lot of time on your hands.
No, I don't, but I am working on one. We'll get it out. But the point is this. Now, whether people want to believe what Genesis says or not, that's a whole different story. And what theologies they get out of it, that's a whole different story. But it says what it says. And the story that it tells, in my opinion, if you just take the words that are there, the story that it actually tells, just with the words that are there, will blow your mind. It's better than any Star Wars script.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And they need to, you know, you need to be teaching a class and actually teaching what it really says. And they would, you know, actually be making movies on that that would blow Lord of the Rings and Star Wars away. One thing I want to say, hang in there, Kevin, because there's going to come a time here pretty soon probably that your listeners is going to grow by millions overnight. You know what I'm talking about. And you know, since you've already been doing this, maybe you'll get your own TV show. So, I mean, it's, whenever they come and, you know, do their nation, their worldwide deal, whenever they do it, you know, then I don't think we're going to be listening to the typical political guys, because they never talked about that. I don't think the people will really be listening to them, because they won't know what to say anyways.
You know? Well, you know, my show's already number one on Nibiru.
That's what I'm saying. You can just take over Rush's show, you know, and just take his crowd. Because he didn't know anything about what, you know, really needs to be discussed. But,
well,
anyway.
I think a paradigm shift is on the way.
Yeah. You have a good one, Kevin.
Thank you. All right. The telephone number is 1-623-581-5148. I guess I could put that on the screen somehow here. I'll figure it out. All right. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Ryan up in Washington.
Yeah, Ryan. What's on your mind this evening?
One thing that's been kind of fascinating me lately is the Stephenville sighting.
Yeah?
It becomes more and more more and more fascinating as it goes along, it seems. First one that happened, you had people that were poo-pooing the witnesses saying, oh, it was swamp gas, or maybe they were seeing things, and it must have been flares or something. But no. We have tangible proof now, as far as that goes. With you know, now there's radar data that says that proves that something was in the sky that night that these witnesses saw, and the witnesses were telling the truth. The witnesses were not making things up. That there was an object that was headed towards the Bush Ranch, and it was exactly what they were describing. And it's just fascinating because, you know, there's our national security or our homeland security, that something can approach such a highly secure area such as that, and apparently nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, I understand why they don't want to talk about it. And, you know, I have read the same stories you have about the radar track, and it now confirms that it was headed in the direction of the ranch of the president. And then witnesses on the ground have told about military aircraft coming into the skies. So that was a response. They're never, ever going to talk about anything that can they're not going to talk about their response time, their readiness for response. They're never going to do that. And the reason they're not going to do that is it gives information, critical information, to anyone who might want to plan an attack, some terrorist action. And so they're never, ever going to give that information out.
Yeah, it's such a highly secure area that whatever it was that was in the area that was in that direction must have been so highly advanced that even our best radar detection systems and air defense wasn't able to intercept this thing, or at least, you know, control it or something. But the thing that just, it's fascinating to me because it proves that there was something there that the witnesses saw, that the witnesses were telling the truth, you know. And
I think it that's what people need to latch on to, is that our fellow citizens in Stephenville were telling the truth. They saw what they said they saw.
Anyways, I find that case, once that data came out, I find it to be so fascinating to me that for my own personal reasons, I think I might look on that data to see where everybody, I know that George Bush wasn't there, but I was thinking about just looking through to see, you know, where was Condoleezza Rice that day, where was Dick Cheney that day, where was the people that in the White, in the administration or whatever, people that would be at the ranch, or if there's anybody even there.
Yeah, well, my sense of the thing is that nobody else would be there unless the president was there. There would be security there. But there would be, you wouldn't have other people in his house. So, unless he was there, and he apparently was not. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. All right, the telephone number is 1-623-581-5148. 1-623-581-5148. Hey, Richard Branson. You know Richard Branson? He's the billionaire who is he owns Virgin Airlines, and now he owns Virgin Galactic, and they're building private spacecraft to get into the commercial transport of people into space. And the system that they're using uses a mothership, if you will, a large airplane. And then the spaceship is attached underneath that. The larger airplane, the mothership, then takes off and takes the spacecraft to a very high altitude. And then they drop the spacecraft, and it fires its engines and powers its way into space. Well, the mothership has been unveiled, and that's made a big news splash today because that's the first part of the system, and perhaps not necessarily the most important part, but you can't get there without it. And it's been unveiled. It's been built now. And so that's pretty interesting stuff there. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, heard about what was going on with you. I kind of tend to agree with the guys. Maybe it wasn't meant for you to go there at that time.
Well, I think that's probably true.
You know, sometimes things come up where we are diverted from a particular situation or place that we're supposed to be either taking part in or going to. And usually that's because we're not meant to be there at that time. We're, you know, we could end our life there. So, you know, I'm not trying to be pessimistic or anything, but maybe that's the reason why it happened the way it did. As for the job situation,
yeah.
I can sympathize with you because the hardware store I work at is in the process of relocating to its new location. And I haven't worked for about 2 months now. And thankfully, you know, I'm live with my roommates and stuff, and bless their hearts, they're paying all the bills and things. But, it can get to be very frustrating, very aggravating when, you know, you don't have cash coming in. And, you know, your bills start piling up and you're wondering, you know, well, where the heck am I going to get the money to pay this bill? And
Debbie, do you want to hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right, hang on. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this break. It's Open Line Live tonight. All right, we are back, and Deb, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here, Kevin.
All right. Sorry I had to cut you off. Continue, please.
Not a problem. Well, and it is. I can understand your frustration because, you know, not being able to work, and then I've been denied unemployment because there's just a lot of red tape that they like to put folks through. It can be very aggravating and very nerve-wracking, so I can sympathize with you in that aspect. But maybe there was a good reason why, you know, you didn't go. And I always try to look at things that way because it probably wasn't, you know, meant for you to be there at that time.
Well, I have no problem with that. You know, my approach to life is what is, and that's all that is.
Right, right. And, you know, when it's our time to go, you know, we can't run from our fate and everything. Anyway, I just wanted to kind of, this is sort of somewhat on the topic but off the topic.
All right.
I belong to several different chat groups in addition to listening to your show. And most of them have to do, like, with the paranormal and things like that. And in one talk, a few of us were just kind of chatting about a lot of the things that are going on right now, 2012, of course, and just the solstice that just passed, I think it was Friday, if I'm not mistaken. There's just a lot of really weird things going on for a lot of us. I mean, not just us in the chat group, but just humankind in general. And I'm just wondering if folks are really starting to pay attention to what's going on. I mean, there's increases in UFO sightings. There have been increases in different creatures that, you know, a lot of people would not even dream of ever seeing, and they see them, and all these things that are going on, and it's just been interesting. Let's put it that way.
Well, I have noticed in our email, people are saying more and more and more they sense something's up, something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I guess that's the case. You know, it certainly feels different.
I'm just kind of interested, Kev. What's your take on 2012? What do you think's going to happen? I mean, what do you possibly see happening from your perspective?
I think that from right now all the way up into 2012 and possibly a couple of years or 3 years or four after, I think we're going to continue to see an increase in things happening here on Earth, earthquakes, mm-hmm. storms,
yes. Yes.
Climate change, and I think it's going to be with greater frequency and intensity. And then I think it will begin to level off and decline back into what we would call more of a normal situation. I think the Earth changes will be like that. I don't think we're going to have planet killers. You know, we may have some really bad stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. For instance, that tsunami that took out 300,000 people.
Yeah.
But it's not a planet killer. And I think that's what we're looking at. We're going to see more of that kind of thing. That's my opinion. I think that will happen. I think that for most of us, life will go on pretty much as it is right now,
mm-hmm.
With this possible exception. I hear a lot about, I've heard people talk about we have 12 strands of DNA. And that as we move through the galactic medium, we will get this super shot of energy coming out of the center of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
It's there all the time, but we're going to be moving up through it. And that might possibly activate all those 12 strands of DNA. And we will take off on another amazing leap of evolution. Now, that might be the truth, it might be fiction, but I think there is a possibility of something like that happening.
Well, I think the thing is, we need to realize, and again, I can't speak for everybody, I can only speak for myself, that humankind has to change. There are many, many planets out there that are thousands, you know, hundreds of thousands of light years ahead of us in communicating and travel and also in peace. And we're one of the last few worlds that this has not happened to.
Well, now how do you know that?
Well,
I mean, there may be a million more worlds more primitive than ours.
Well, that could also be the case, but I'm talking of the worlds that have sentient beings on them.
Yeah, but I am too. There, I mean, you may have a world where you've got Neanderthal roaming, and you may have another world where you've got
you know, the Al Capone era going on.
Mm-hmm.
There may be millions of them out there.
True, but I'm just basing on what I know and what I'm aware of. And those other worlds, yeah, they're probably developing at their own pace. But I think we're at the threshold now where we need to start turning all this aggression and anger and hatred that we have towards one another and try to turn it around, because I think once we do, then we're eventually going to have paradise back on Earth. I mean, that's a given. Speaking of which, was it Trey who was talking? One of the guys I know was talking about the Anunnaki and everything like that. I just wanted to add this real quick, and then I'll get off and let somebody else talk. My roommate and I just finished, though, a couple weeks ago, reading a book by the author's last name was Brulé, Brouley. And the book has to do with aliens and dragons. And a lot of what is in your book, the author kind of uses that to explain what Genesis is all about, as you've tried to do in your book, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was really, really interesting. And they were the author was referring to, I think it was Ray Brulé, I think. What the Anunnaki were and how they came down and how the Sumerians actually, looked at their gods, Enki, and everything like that. And I just think that it's really fascinating, and it's probably one of the more interesting books that I've read in a while. And believe it or not, I've got to buy your book and read it, because now I'm really tempted to buy your book and read it, because I read this one and I said, well, I wonder if, in the author Brulé's book of aliens and dragons, well, aliens and flying dragons, actually, if there's going to be correlations with some of Kevin's work. So.
There very well could be. Very well could be. Hey, Debbie, I got to run.
All right,
thanks
Jeff.
For the call.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right.
Got a couple of requests here from flash messages. There is a chat room that is a video chat room that is streaming the show. And let me say hello to everyone who is there at Space Vidcast. And the request is, could you cover your credentials a bit so we all know who you are and why you're an authority on the topic? First, my dear friends, I'm not an authority. I am Kevin Smith, and what I say is those are my opinions. Some of what I say are not opinion. It's based on something I know, okay? But I'm certainly don't hold myself out to be an authority on anything. I've spent most of my life in law enforcement and finished up my career as an international police commander. I've been all around, I haven't been all over the world, but I've been to a whole bunch of the world. I have been in and or worked in and or lived in about 31 countries. And I read incessantly. My credentials are, I am a human, I am an American, I am free, and I read. That's about it. I read a lot. I talk to a lot of people. And, I am a student of things around me, life around me. So I've been a lifelong observer and,
answer off.
Yep. How about that? All right. I've been a lifelong observer, and as a lifelong observer, paid to observe as a police officer, I've learned to be alert to things around me and notice what's going on. So that's about it. We also have a flash message that came in from Tony in Australia, and he said, if you were offered the opportunity to take a ride on a UFO and go back to their planet, would you do it? Would you go? And if you went, would you come back? I have an answer, a definite answer for the first question. Would I go? I'm packed. I'm ready. Would I come back? I don't know. It depends on what I find there. But would I go? Absolutely. I'll tell you something. If NASA were to call me tomorrow and say, you know what, Smith, we've got a space shuttle that's going. It's going to take a flight up to the space station. And it's got a few problems, got about a 50-50 chance of making it, but we got a spare seat. Do you want to go? Yeah. Even with a 50-50 chance, yeah, I'd go. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Millie from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, fine, thank you. Oh, I'm having such a hard time listening to your show tonight.
Why?
The topics are so interesting, and I can't make heads or tails what they're talking about. The suffering and the speeding up and the... Oh, I'm pretty frustrated. But I just really need real quick the name of your book, if you mind.
The name of the book?
Of your book, yes.
Gods in the Garden.
Gods?
Yeah, G-O-D-S. G-O-D-S. Gods in the Garden.
Okay.
If you go to my website and look on the left side, you'll see a picture of it there. It's got the title.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much,
Kevin. All right. Thanks for the call. So what about you? Would you go if UFOs came down and said, hey, you know, we'll take you to our leader. We'll take you to our planet. Would you go? I would. There'd be no question. I would not hesitate. I would definitely go. Would I stay there or would I come back? I really don't know. I don't know. I think it would depend. It would depend. You know, when you get there, I can get along with virtually any culture. But would their food be compatible with our system, with our biological system? Would they have water like we have? You might say, well, you know, water's water. No, it isn't. There's many different types of water. Would they have water like we have that we have to have for life? I don't know. So would I stay or come back? I'm really not sure about that one. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don.
Yeah, Don.
I was just listening to you, and you keep saying, it depends, it depends. And I kept waiting for it to come out of your mouth. It depends on what the women look like.
No, I have to tell you the honest truth. I am very satisfied with what I've got.
Yeah, but you can't go to another planet and leave your wife behind and expect there to be no women there now.
Well, you know, some of the guys serving overseas have a little saying, and it goes like this. Someone asks them, are you married? And they'll say, well, I'm married in Georgia, but the further from Georgia I get, the more single I become. Don, we're into a break, man. I got to run.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this.
that I said I do. The broken promises I said I keep and buried me too deep. It's a lie, it's a lie. In the dim moonlight, someone I didn't recognize. Should I believe my eyes? It's a lie, it's a lie, I know it's true. It's a lie, it's a lie, I know it's true. It's a lie, it's just a lie. Till I hear from you. Yeah.
All right, we are back, and I am looking at, it's open line live, so if we still have a few minutes left. If you wish to call in, you may do so. But I'm looking at an article that came out today, as a matter of fact, just before showtime. And this is an article from Benjamin Radford, Live Science's bad science columnist. And the headline says, Apollo astronaut, it's about Edgar Mitchell, Apollo astronaut believes in aliens, psychics, and mystics. And I have not had the chance to go through this article yet, but perhaps we'll get a chance to discuss that tomorrow evening. But that's a hot topic around the world, and finally, the major media is wading into it a little bit, and I suspect this one is a Trash the Hero article. All right, don't know that. We'll see, okay? All right, let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Chris from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, Chris.
Hey, Kevin. Had a quick thought for you for a job pursuit.
All right.
The bunkers are going to be going out of business here pretty soon.
Yeah.
So, you know, all they have to do is, like, cover up the truth and jump on some talk shows, and, you know, you can make a dime that way.
Become a debunker?
Yeah.
it would so go against the grain for me to do. You see, here's the thing. If a thing is not true, you've heard me say about various things, I don't buy that.
Yep.
But that's based on evidence that I'm looking at. But the tactics used by the debunkers is devoid of the evidence.
Yeah.
And that would so go against the grain, I really could not sleep at night if I were out there doing that just for the cash.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got to be real greasy and kind of low to pull something like that off.
Yeah, you do.
You can't do that. You're a straight shooter, sir.
Right, well, I try to be. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Can't you just see me as a debunker? I couldn't do it. I really could not do it because when I know a thing to be true, I have to stick with it. I cannot deny the truth. If I know a thing is false, then I have to stick with it. I can't deny the truth. And that doesn't mean, by the way, that I'm perfect, because there are many, many things that I don't know. I don't know about many topics which side is the truth. And you've heard me say that. That's why I think it's healthy to say, well, I don't believe. I either know or I don't know. And if I don't know, I'm quite comfortable in saying, I don't know. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Charles in Albuquerque.
Hi, Charles.
I just called to ask you if you had heard about this book, The Alien Interview.
Yes, I have it.
You read it?
I'm reading it. It's a long book.
It is a long book.
Yeah.
Half of it is Wikipedia references.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd be interested in getting that guy on your show and having a crack at him.
Yeah, after I finish reading the book. Now, my life has been such a complete topsy-turvy chaos these past 2 weeks, and I am so far behind on my normal work that I do for the show that it's probably going to be 2 more weeks before I get back to the book. But, that's just really the truth, because a lot of new listeners don't know I work 20 hours a day. Well, I did. I guess I don't now. But I work 20 hours a day. That included a day job and then this show. Now, this show, the 2 hours that I sit here at the microphone, is a drop in the bucket to what goes on around this show. And so, you know, we've got to get our K-Pods updated. We've got to get our free K-Pods updated. We're deploying this new video galaxy in our members area. So lots of stuff is happening, and I'm just behind because of the whole job situation. And you know, having to disassemble the studio and then put it all back together. And so it's been chaotic. But I will get back to that book because it's fascinating.
It is a fascinating book. I won't prejudice your reading of it by telling you my opinion, but we really have to talk to this guy once you finish it.
All right. Well, I will send that request over to our producer, and we'll see if we can get him.
Great.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, and good night.
Are you watching the video tonight?
Yes, I am.
So how is it? Is it better?
It is. In fact, I'm watching it on my Mac.
Yeah.
And it's practically real time. It's really good.
Yeah. It's much better than it has been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call.
Well, thanks for being there.
All right. Yeah, the debunker thing, they amaze me. I don't know how they stay in business, but they do. And as for this book, it's called The Alien Interview. I think it's 368 pages or 638 pages. Seems like I remember those three digits. It's a long book. And I've had the opportunity. I've read about half of it. And so I've got the rest to go. It is fascinating reading, and I recommend you get your hands on it. And recommend that you read it as well. Read everything with an open mind. Now, some people say, you know, that they've met people that were so open-minded their brains fell out. Well, that's not what I suggest. I suggest you read it with an open mind, but with it turned on, okay? And I suggest you do that with all information, not just that book. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kev. It's Debbie again.
Yep.
Brent can't afford long distance, so he wanted me to ask you this question.
All right.
Okay. He said if you've ever thought of having someone from NASA on with the understanding that he or she might get raked over the embers of a very hot fire.
I actually have not really considered that because I have watched them on NASA TV, and they are dead, dull, dry. I haven't seen anybody on NASA TV that can carry on a conversation.
James Olberg is actually really interesting if you listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know who he is, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's really interesting. He's probably one of the few, other than, you know, the astronauts, of course, speaking about their
flights.
Yeah. I'm sorry, words are just not working with me tonight.
That's all right. I've got a whole bucket full of spare words over here. So we, yeah. I really, honestly, I had not considered it because what I have seen on NASA TV has not been impressive. And one of the things that's an absolute necessity for a talk show is that the person that is the guest must be able to talk.
Right, right.
And,
of course, be able to talk about a subject that most viewers can at least get a grasp of, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what, this latest, we're just about out of time, but this latest project, the Phoenix Project, mm-hmm. The guy that's heading that up down at Tucson, I can't think of his name, tall guy, older guy, he seems like probably a good candidate for that, but he's not actually NASA.
He's more of like an engineer, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a scientist and an engineer, mm-hmm. and he carries on a very good conversation, and he's very knowledgeable, and so maybe somebody like that. But the guys that are actually NASA, I haven't seen anything that impressed me. Their science impresses me, but their communication skills have not impressed me. All right, Debbie, thanks for the call. That's the end of the show. I wish we had more time, but we don't. It's going to be a great week here. Guarantee you it's going to be a great week. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too, and you can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.